Bar Association calls for more resources in the judiciary to speed up the trial process. An opposition senator criticizes the bail bill. A new policy to protect the disabled to be laid in Parliament by November. Iran vows revenge after the Hamas leader is assassinated in Tehran. Good morning, I'm Maurice Norville with the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. The Barbados Bar Association is calling for more resources to be allocated to the judiciary to speed up the trial process in this country. President of the association, Attorney Kay Williams, spoke during an impromptu media conference yesterday after an amended bail act was passed in the lower house. Ms. Williams emphasized the importance of an efficient trial process.
We require resources to be placed in the areas that would allow swifter justice, that persons who are charged are brought to trial in a short time. We have been the recipients of so much criticism at all levels, including at the Caribbean Court of Justice, on the length of time it takes for accused persons to face trial.
She says the amendment to the act does not address the concerns of the Bar Association.
The resources have to be placed in the hands of the police service. There must be swifter reporting. We need forensics. We need the evidence. We need people who are accused, who are charged, need to be brought to the courts in a swifter manner. And that is the bail act or the bail bill does not address that.
President of the Barbados Bar Association, Attorney Kay Williams. Opposition Senator Tricia Watson has criticized the proposed changes to the Bail Act, claiming that the changes do not go far, they go far beyond, the scope of which it was intended. Government has outlined that the amendments to the Bail Act are to prohibit the granting of bail to people accused of murder or firearm offenses unless they are exceptional circumstances. And speaking during debate in the Senate, Ms. Watson said she believes that the bill could have implications for people with court matters that are not gun-related. She worries that constitutional rights could be affected.
I want all Barbadians to understand who could find themselves in front of a judge asking for bail. That is important because it's not just the gun-toting young men from the block. Contrary to what is being put out there, as far as I'm concerned, just talk emotion, because we have to look at what we are passing. This bill doesn't just apply in that limited circumstance, and that is of key importance.
Ms. Watson stressed that bail does not stop crime and believes a preventative approach should be taken.
Mr. President, I have some things to suggest to the government. I can suggest a few of them. Proceeds a crime bill. Go after the money. Make crime not lucrative. Anti-money laundering. And add to the anti-money laundering law, the people who are subject to that law don't take dirty money. Political candidates and political parties, Mr. President, take the money out of crime. Proper screening in the port don't on stuff containers outside of the port, Mr. President, and police the marinas.
Opposition Senator Tricia Watson. Meantime, Deputy President of the Senate, Senator Elizabeth Thompson, said the government had to take a stance against the situation here, where some individuals are even posing online with dangerous weapons.
In certain circumstances, you have a right to bail, yes, but you will not be allowed bail. If you are already charged with killing somebody and you come before the courts with another murder case where you are caught with an AK-47, you may have people now posing on social media with automatic weapons. So if you get caught with one of those or you commit a crime with one of those, do not expect to walk about and terrorize people.
Deputy President of the Senate, Senator Elizabeth Thompson. The new policy to protect the disabled in Barbados should be laid in Parliament by November. This was revealed by Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey, who was addressing special needs students at their graduation reception at the Barbados Yacht Club yesterday.
We know that discrimination is real and that in many cases it is institutionalized. We saw it when we spoke about healthcare, how difficult it is to access healthcare, and that sometimes if a child is autistic, severely autistic, you may have to put a child to sleep, and that costs a lot of money. Parents don't have access to that money. We've got to change these things. And these are the real conversations that I hope that we can have. In our policy, we address a lot of these things. The policy is not being translated to law. I believe you'll have that in Parliament by November this year. And right now, the disability advocates are working with the various ministries because it's a big policy to make sure that we have all the things in it to protect persons with disabilities. It is the last thing we do as a government.
He said they will be making provisions for parents who are employed to have additional time to take care of their disabled child before they leave for work.
During the course of the last year, when we were working on the policy for persons with disabilities, we held over 60 meetings, 6-0 meetings. The public, with various ministries, like the Ministry of Education, and a lot of the meetings with parents. And the one thing we kept hearing over and over was that people were very unkind to children with disabilities. We had employers who couldn't comprehend that if you have a child with a disability, you might need a little bit more time. You've got to give that person a little bit more time, maybe to come in late, maybe to leave early. What kind of world are we living in? And we had to really work and still are working to convince employers that you have to give, in some cases, parents a little bit more time. You have to find a way to be flexible to allow that to happen. You really have to do that work.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey. And the Ministry of Education has donated 4 special charts to the Ministry of Health and Wellness to assist with the ICE screening program for children entering primary and secondary schools. And speaking during the presentation ceremony, Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw said the ICE screening program is part of the education reform to help remove barriers preventing children from learning.
As the early detection of vision problems can lead to the prevention of learning loss and visual impairment in our children, it is hoped that undetected challenges by parents and guardians can be identified and treated. When vision challenges are left undiagnosed, this can lead to barriers in a child's ability to engage with learning materials in the classroom. Such challenges can cause difficulty in focusing on text and/or in seeing the chalkboard. Vision problems which are not addressed can impact a child's hand-eye coordination and the child's ability to pay attention. Early screening allows for timely intervention.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw. Meantime, Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kenneth George announced that 3 polyclinics have joined the Winston Scott Polyclinic to provide the screening for more children.
The committee continued its work, and now we are extending the program to the age group 3 to 5 year old, where we will have screening using the visual acuity monitors. Fortunately, more polyclinics have come on board. So we have here Bramford Tate Polyclinic, the Randall Phillips Polyclinic, and the Eunice Gibson Polyclinic will also join the Winston Scott Polyclinic in making sure that young children are screened early for eye disease. Screening is usually a low-cost intervention that has high outputs, and we hope that this will redound to children not being diagnosed too late.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kenneth George. CARICOM leaders ended their summit on Tuesday night, unable to sign off on the arrangements to facilitate the free and full movement of CARICOM nationals. The leaders had originally hoped to have put the process in place by the end of March, as had been hoped following their summit in Guyana earlier this year. The regional leaders were due to have met in mid-March for the anticipated sign-off on the arrangements, but it appears that there continues to be outstanding matters that must be resolved before full free movement can be put into operation. And Iran has threatened harsh punishment for Israel, which it says was responsible for assassinating Hamas's leader yesterday. Israel has not commented directly on the strike which killed Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran earlier on Wednesday. However, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his country had delivered crushing blows to its enemies in recent days, including the killing of a senior Hezbollah commander in Lebanon hours before the Tehran strike. And he warned Israelis that challenging days lie ahead as fears of a wider conflict in the Middle East grow. And this has been the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. The Bar Association calls for more resources in the judiciary to speed up the trial process. An opposition senator criticizes the bail bill. A new policy to protect the disabled to be laid in Parliament by November. Iran vows revenge after the Hamas leader is assassinated in Tehran. 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. And I'm Maurice North. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen to the Starcom Network stations or catch up on starcomnetwork.net and WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397. That's 256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.